Give, and the gifts will be given unto you. You've often heard that phrase, a vicious cycle. You know, explaining that, you know, somebody does something bad to you, return bad to them, then they return bad to you, and it's a vicious cycle. It can happen in many different things, but often we refer to it regarding our actions. And if you would, bad begets bad, which begets even worse, and it goes sort of downward spiral. Well, in today's gospel, we hear Jesus speak not of a vicious cycle, but of a virtuous cycle. Of that doing good will bring back good to you, and in turn you will bring back good, and so on and so on. But he explains this virtuous cycle in rather stark terms. He introduces it not just that we do good to those who do good to us, but we do good to those who don't do good to us. In other words, he wants us to be initiators of a virtuous cycle, not just responders of a virtuous cycle, that we take the first move. Now, this is illustrated that, in other words, we're not passive in doing good, like as if it's some sort of passive response to abuse, but instead we are actively doing good so that we initiate a virtuous cycle and not respond bad for bad. And the way we know that is the scripture passage here says that if somebody slaps you on the face, then offer them the other cheek. Just so we understand how that works, is if somebody was to slap you in the face, here, Hayden, come on, stand up here. I'm going to show you. No, come on. No, I will. I won't hurt you. I promise. So if I was to slap her in the face back then, no, you have to face me because I'm going to slap you. No, so the way it works is I would whack her this side, right, with the back of my hand. Right, I'm not really going to hit you. Right? And then if you were to offer my other cheek, your cheek would mean I would have to slap you with this side of my hand, which would mean now we're equals. Right? So by offering the other cheek, she's now forcing me to call me her equal. In other words, it's a direct confrontation. All right, I won't. Thank you. She was getting really nervous. Whack. Yeah. But the other part of it is, if you give you a dash of your cloak, give him your tunic as well. And I won't demonstrate this, but the tunic is your undergarment, which means you'll be standing naked, right? And the intention of that is if somebody asks you your cloak and you take off your tunic, then what happens in that moment is they are shamed by your nakedness more than you are shamed by your nakedness because they have caused it. So it's a direct confrontation to the injustice that is happening. So this virtuous cycle that we're trying to get out of, a vicious cycle, is one of active stage, stepping forward into saying, no, you won't. So the idea is that you will not hate your enemies, that you will bless them, that you will not curse them, but you will bless them. This contrast is really provocative, and it picks up the very theme of the first gospel, or the first reading, where, you know, remember, this is a scene of Saul, the king, is going after David, who is his servant, because he's more popular. And what the Lord does is he brings all of Saul and his men fall asleep into a deep slumber. And David, with his first night, kind of basically walks among them and is standing right over David, right over Saul. Could have killed him, could have let Amishmir kill him. And he said no. And what he does, instead of not killing him, he takes his spear. He takes his spear and his armor and goes back to the other side and says, yes, send over one of your men to pick up your spear. A direct confrontation. I could have killed you and I didn't. Now come pick up your spear. I was merciful and I did not need to be because you're the one seeking my life. So this active entering into the virtuous cycle requires great effort. It requires great steel. Now, you know, it's not easy to do this. And at times it feels a little bit awkward. And it feels like I will say that we all just got back from our trip to East Texas. Now, just so you understand, this is a Catholic Church group going down to East Texas, St. Augustine, which is 90% Baptist, We're living in a Baptist church for the week. And the ministerial team who's running this is a Christian group called Next Step from the Midwest. Now, Catholic, and we're serving a Black Baptist family who aren't particularly welcome at the White Baptist church. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and they're going like, whoa, you're Catholic? Ooh. Okay. And you're here for what reason? And why are you building this home? There's a lot of stuff going on there. And so what do? We just do the work. We just do the work. And we have our partners in it because do we all have the same, both the Next Step and this White Baptist church? Sheldon, the pastor, is totally into it, knowing well that he's rubbing things the wrong way. Knowing well that he's disturbing the collective peace of East Texas. And he likes it. Give and gifts will be given unto you. I can tell you, I bet not any of us could argue with this one thing, is that we gave a lot, but we got way more in return. What we gave this week was nothing compared to what we were given. And that means not just the hospitality to Pastor Sheldon or the Next Step group, but from each other and from Miss Diane, whose house we're rebuilding. So this idea, give and we will get even more gifts in return, it most often is not on such an immediate reality as what we just experienced this week. Often it's a much longer cycle. And what the Lord is saying to us today, that never mind the cycle, even if it never returns to you, that eternal life will come to you. Gifts will be given to you in eternal life. So the question then is, how do we do this? How do we do this very active entering into this virtuous circle? Because it's hard. I mean, it's hard when people are particularly hateful in speech and in word right before you. Like, I just recently read some Cardinal Cupich, who was in Rome with the Pope and with all the other bishops from all over the world, wrote this wonderful note on Twitter and just saying, here's an update, it's great, we're making progress, da da da. And there was this email or this next Twitter tweet from another Catholic. Just hateful speech. Just absolutely, I mean, just going on, nothing to do with what he was there on, just railing him against him as a human being. So how do we, when people give us such hateful speech or such judgmental or condemning speech, what are we to do? How do we respond not in kind, like Paul says to the Corinthians, which we will, we're come for our first is our earthly being. That's going to be our first response. You give me bad words, I'm going to give you bad words plus some. How do I pause and do what Paul says is to act from our divine self, from Christ? Well, the only way I know how is that we have to become men and women of prayer. Now, I know you've heard me say that a thousand times, but there is no way we're going to be able to respond any other way unless we're able to pause in that moment when we get those hateful words or hateful actions directed personally at us. And if we could just pause a moment and we ask the Lord in our heart, oh, Jesus, literally, Jesus, help me get this response right. And then that slowing down, our time becomes much slower because it's the Lord's time. And then we gather ourselves to a response that gives, instead of hatred, we give back love. Instead of bitterness, we give back graciousness. Instead of curse, we give back blessing. And instead of hateful words and actions, we give back gentleness and kindness and forgiveness. The only way we're going to be able to do it is if we become these men and women of deep prayer. That when called on the moment, we can pause and have a thoughtful, prayerful response. We won't get it right all the time. But if we at least set our heart on that goal, then we're going to get it right most of the time. If we decide we want to. So today we come to this Eucharist to celebrate the presence of Christ and the goodness in the world. But know that there is hate, there is unforgiveness, there is bitterness, and we want to enter into the virtuous circle, not the vicious circle. The virtuous cycle, not the vicious cycle. That will take thought, it will take deep, deep prayer to be able to respond, not in kind, but with the way Jesus wants us to. Respond with forgiveness, with love, with gentleness and peace.